Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You go and listen to any marriage counselor, to any talk show on television or radio that deals with marriage, and you know the question you hear over and over and over again, how can I restore passion to my life and to my marriage? And one way is to look in the mirror and see if you're selfish and you have some part of the disease called pig-itis.
The truth is, God wants your marriage to sizzle. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, "Thou shalt not be a selfish pig," and shares that a marriage can thrive thanks to selfless love. Stay right there. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, we want to share with you what it takes to build a successful and fulfilling marriage by sending you Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Perfect for long-time couples or young marrieds or even soon-to-be marrieds, this engaging resource can help revive a struggling marriage or make a great relationship even better. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy when you give and discover God's design for how to make your marriage incredible. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig, Part 2.
Verse 21, it says, and be subject to one another in the fear of the Lord. This is the same chapter people get so upset about. It says, wives, be submissive to your husband. In the same chapter, it says, husband, be submissive to your wives. And this submissiveness to one another, I am not submissive because I am stubborn. You're not submissive because you're stubborn. And you say, this is the way my daddy did it. It is stubbornness. So I've got a question. Does anybody here have pig-itis? Does any of these symptoms seem to touch your life? Is this a part of who you are? Now don't sit there and say, you know, I can't change. You can't, but God can change you. It's just whether or not you're serious about your marriage becoming healthy, happy, passionate, and fulfilling. If you want your marriage to be healthy, happy, passionate, and fulfilling, these are some biblical principles. Adam and Eve got in trouble because of selfishness. Pig-itis set in. It set in with many, many marriages. Then we have to come around and say, well, what's the cure? You know, here are the symptoms for selfishness. And hey, I look at them and I'd say, well, you know, I'm insensitive sometime, and yeah, I'm pig-headed. Yeah, I've got that problem. And oh yeah, I'm telling you, I'm stubborn. And in some ways, I'm immature, and gosh, I hate to even think about it. But I spend time for myself and I forget my are you like that? If we got just brutally honest, could all of us say who are married or who are contemplating marriage, you know, I'm afraid I'll be like that. Somebody'd say, I've been like that or I'm like that now. How many times have I heard people say, boy, if I knew that he was going to be like that, I'd never married him. Heard that a lot, haven't we? You go and listen to any marriage counselor, to any talk show on television or radio that deals with marriage, and you know the question you hear over and over and over again, it's the dominant question. It's this: how can I restore passion to my life and to my marriage? That's the question. It comes in all kinds of forms, but that is the question. How can I restore passion to my life and marriage. And one way is to look in the mirror and see if you're selfish and you have some part of the disease called pigitis. Now, here are the symptoms. Now, what about the cure? What can we do about it? What is the cure? The cure is getting back together. It's getting on the same page. If you've been married 40 years, 50 years, or 40 days, or 50 days, it's getting back on the same page. First of all, it's getting your priorities together. It's getting your priorities together. For example, ask yourself the question, outside of your family, name the three most important individuals in your life. A man would do it, a wife would do it. Name the three most important individuals in your life. All right? Name the three most important ways that you would like to spend money. Your wife would list those three ways that she'd like to spend money. You'd list those three ways like you'd like to spend money. And then list the three places that you'd like to go or she would like to go. List those things. You see, this is a matter of looking. This is your priorities. Here are the people who are important to you. Here is like you would like to spend money. Here is where you'd want to go and how you want to spend your time. And look on the other side. These are the important people to me. This is how I spend money. This is where I'd like to go. This is how I'd like to spend my time. And if you see these two things are diametrically opposed to one another, guess what? You need to sit down and do some negotiation and think it through and look at priorities. Get your priorities together. The next thing, get your expectations together. You know, what do you expect out of your wife? What do you expect out of your husband? What's a part of this covenant, this I do? Get your expectations together. You know what happens to us in the area of expectations? We use inductive reasoning in determining our needs and what we expect of our mate. Let me tell you what I mean by that. In my life, I look at the relationship between my father and my mother. And I look at the relationship of other couples I've known, what I've read, what I've studied, what I've observed, and I put all of this together through an inductive way, and I come to the conclusion that this is what a marriage ought to be, and this is what I want, and this is what I need in a marriage. And most of us approach marriage in that way. Inductive reasoning. And it's flawed. The way to approach marriage and to put your needs and your expectation down is through deductive reasoning. You sit down together, your mate, and you say, this is what we expect out of marriage. This is our goals in marriage. And then you begin to work on that basis and you get your expectations together. You know the thing about the couple comes down to the altar and he is looking at her and he's saying, she's going to fulfill all of my needs. Man, I've had trouble having friends. She's going to be my friend. I've had trouble here, and she's going to meet all my needs. And boy, she looks at him and said, he's going to meet all my needs. I know that this is the one. And we all come to the altar with a different set of needs. And we're like ticks. Ticks are parasites, you remember? And then they attach themselves to an animal and they suck blood out of the animal because that's what they need to live. And what you have at so many marriage altar is two ticks and no dog. You got two people with different sets of needs. So you have to get your expectations together. I read that in a tremendous book called Romance in the Home that was written some years ago. And that's how we begin. You get your priorities together, you get your expectations together, and then you get your lifestyle patterns together. And this is scheduling. You have to schedule, you have to write it down. There's so much pressure here. Here's the wife, all that she's doing, the husband, all that he's doing. You have to get your lifestyle patterns together. And it's pretty easy to do once you have your priorities together, once you have your expectations understood, and then you get your lifestyle patterns together.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, we want to make sure you know how to get your copy of Dr. Young's book, The Ten Commandments of Marriage. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get The Ten Commandments of Marriage when you give and discover God's design for how to have a healthy and fulfilling marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Feelings love needs to be a part of every marriage. It is vital. It is not the whole thing, but it is a part and parcel of two people loving and sharing life together. Feelings love.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now more of Dr. Ed Young's message, Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig.
Somebody says, well, I'm telling you, this is so confusing here, and I don't know if all this works. There's not a person here in the business world, if you were entering into a contract, would not have all of these things understood in advance prior to you signing your name to the document. Priorities, expectations, patterns. How much more important is marriage? Outside of anyone's relationship with God, it's the most sacred, fabulous relationship God has offered to us in the agenda of life. And we see now some way we can be cured. How do you know when you're healthy? You know, how do you know when you get well? You know, I have so many problems with secular psychotherapy. You know, they go to their therapist for a lifetime. I'd say, when do you get well? You get well when you run out of money. That's when you get well. So I want to ask, when do you get, what are some signs that, hey, my marriage is working, it's beginning to be healthy, and we're growing, and there's something going on here. And what are some of the signs? We're going to talk about love now. I asked my wife this week, out of the blue, and I said, Jo Beth, don't use the word love and describe to me in one word what you think of when you think of marriage. She said, unselfishness. But I'd already written down the word for myself. I asked myself the question first, and I'd written down commitment. And we're both right. I said, I'm going to be committed. You be unselfish. And But it takes both to make love. Now, love is a misused word. It takes three kinds of love to make a marriage sizzle. And when you have this love operating, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know that you're getting over pigitis and you've really got your act together and you're moving forward in that relationship. First of all, there has to be what I call feelings love. This is erotic love. You read about it, you see it in movies. We should be well-versed on erotic, passionate, physical love. It involves affection. It involves sexuality. It involves affirming one another. It's chemistry. It's all of those things. Feelings love needs to be a part of every marriage. It is vital. It is not the whole thing, but it is a part and parcel of two people loving and sharing life together. feelings love. Also, there has to be friendship love. This means you share, you have things in common. There is a friend you can go to and your mate, and you can tell that mate anything. When you're thrilled and so prideful, you can express that pride. When you're broken and wounded, you can express your brokenness, because you know a true friend will sort out everything in the middle, and they'll still be your friend when you're through. So there has to be friendship love. There has to be feelings love. And there has to be forever love. And that's that agape love. That's a biblical love. And when there's feelings love, and that feelings love has gone out, you say, boy, you know, love has died. When someone says, for example, I don't love you anymore, what they're really saying, I don't feel that I love you anymore. Because the bottom line, love is not feeling. There's some time you feel more in love than you do another time. Feelings can come and go. Therefore, marriage is unselfishness, but love also is commitment, and that's also vital in marriage. And if your feelings, if that erotic part of your relationship has gone dim and it's dulled, it's just like a fire. You can take a fire and you can put kindling there and you can put wood there and you can give air there and you can nurture a fire and it'll grow and it'll flame up. It'll provide warmth. It's beautiful. It's crackling. It's alive. But you can take that same fire and not tend the fire and not give it the proper air and not have the kindling and the wood, and the fire will go out and it will die. And this happens in feelings love. But the good news is a fire can come back to life and feelings can come back to life, but both partners have to seriously work at it. And then it happens in so many, many ways. And we'll talk about feelings love. That's a part of marriage. Friendship love, we have to develop that and work at it. That's a part of marriage. And finally, forever love is agape love. Let me tell you what kind of love that is. It's the way God loves you. Did you know that God loved Stalin just as much as he loves Billy Graham? He loved Stalin just as much as he loved Billy Graham. No difference. You say, boy, he didn't love what Stalin did as the leader of Russia by any means. And I'm sure he's thrilled at what Billy Graham has done and is doing for God and his kingdom, but his love is the same. Therefore, when you say, I agape love you, and that's the biblical word, that's the 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter word, that's the word that's used there. You're saying that is a forever love, and I am committed to be unselfish, and I'm committed to you forever. So feelings love, friendship love. And then there is their agape love, that forever love. Let me tell you how this works. We're getting over pig-itis, you remember? You begin to see, hey, we're developing through it. Let me tell you what happens. With feelings love, your marriage is exciting. Yep. Feelings love makes your marriage exciting. With friendship love, it makes your marriage fun. Well, I'd hate to be married to somebody who didn't have a sense of humor, couldn't laugh and couldn't, you know, friendship love makes your marriage fun. Forever love makes your marriage secure. Secure. The couple was married for 50 years. They were just so much in love.
Dr. Ed Young's message, Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to encourage you to get your copy of Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Based on Dr. Young's decades of experience helping couples have truly successful marriages, you'll discover God's design for how to infuse your marriage with lifelong passion, commitment, and love. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy when you give 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. text WINNING to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yong. You can also sign up for Dr. Yong's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Yong to continue his message, Thou Shalt Not Be a Selfish Pig.
The couple was married for 50 years. And they played a game right from the early days of their marriage. They would write out a word and they would hide it somewhere in the house for the other one to find it. And the word was smiley. S-H-M-I-L-Y, smiley. And she would go and look in the sugar, and there it'd be printed, smiley. And she would go and put it on his mirror. And sometimes she even took and unrolled a whole roll of toilet paper, wrote on the last tissue, smiley. And she would write it in the rug, and he would tape it to the dashboard in the car, smiley. And they played this game their entire married life. Their children knew about it. It was a mysterious game. They thought mom and dad a little kooky. What is this smiley? They never knew what it was. The grandchildren said, you know, grandpa and grandma, they're still hiding smiley. Just smiley pops up every place, and it may be taped in a shoe. It may be in a towel. And they look for strange places to have smiley appear. But after they'd been married 52 years, she contracted cancer. And she battled the disease for 10 years, and they continued to play their game with smiley and touch and laugh and love one another. And he was such a great husband all the way through it all that his wife died. And they had a funeral. All the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren came. It was a glorious time, but a sad time, but they watched him, his mate, his partner, the one who he'd expressed that feelings love, that friendship love, that forever love all the way through the years, and watched him. And they got all the way to the cemetery, and they had a little service at the grave, and they looked on the casket, and there it was on a pink ribbon written out the word, smiley. And then he went to the casket, and he began to sing to her a deep-throated lullaby. And all the family began to cry. Then most of them pushed away, but a little granddaughter stayed behind. She was a teenager. And she was holding on to him and holding his arm and hand. And she said, Pop, tell me, what does smiley mean? He looked at her and said, Smiley, see how much I love you.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you Dr. Yong's book, The Ten Commandments of Marriage. Maybe your marriage is struggling and you're praying for new life. Maybe your marriage is going great and you're excited for what's ahead. Or maybe you're still waiting to start your journey. Wherever you're at, God wants you to have a successful, fulfilling marriage, and this engaging resource shows you how to follow His game plan. The Ten Commandments of Marriage is our way to say thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy when you give and discover God's design for a winning marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Yong shares the key to breathing life into your marriage.